friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Chuck Norris's wife was gravely ill, so he quit his career to help nurse her back to health. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Chuck Norris's wife was gravely ill, so he quit his career to help nurse her back to health. We all know Chuck has had an incredible career. Not only has he starred in some major Hollywood blockbusters like The Delta Force, Missing in Action, and Code of Silence, he also became a trainer to some of the best athletes and stars. In his private life, he is a dedicated and loving father to 5 kids and 13 grandkids, but his life hasn't been free of struggles and trials. Early in their marriage, Chuck Norris's wife of 24 years, Jenna O'Kelly, went in for a medical procedure to help her medical team find out if she had rheumatoid arthritis. The procedure was a routine MRI that used dye in order to create contrast in her organs to help create a clear picture and reveal any irregularities. Initially, Jenna was concerned whether or not the contrast agent was safe. Jenna said she felt strange the day following the procedure. Something about her body seemed off. But then her health began to crumble when she said she started to feel extreme burning in her body. She felt the burning from head to toe, and the pain became debilitating. As the pain became worse, Chuck Norris's wife also began to experience other health impairments. They range from ailments such as memory loss, speech impairment, and tremors. When Chuck realized how badly Jenna's health had begun to deteriorate, he did what any devoted husband would do. He took a step back from his career and left Hollywood. He then found her the best care possible and took Jenna to Nevada to get treated. During her medical crisis, Chuck Norris never left his wife's side. He was so devoted to her recovery that he slept on a couch by her bed to ensure she had everything she needed. Even though it took several months to make a full recovery, Chuck's devotion never wavered. Not only did he offer his wife all the comfort he could give, he also tried to keep her spirits high with his presence and even read more than a dozen books to her. Even though Chuck Norris left Hollywood to care for his wife, he eventually successfully returned to work and quickly found himself cast in several commercials. But his wife and family remain his number one priority, and so is raising awareness about the potential dangers of contrast dye. Over the past several years, my focus has been on Jenna's health, and now we are working together to speak out about the dangers of MRI contrast agents, he said. It's not every day we get a glimpse of what our marriage vows truly mean, and Chuck showed the world in a beautiful way what it means to truly love someone in sickness and health. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Romans 12:10. Henry Winkler recalls a troubled childhood and won't make parents' mistake with his family. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Henry Winkler and his family do things differently when it comes to raising kids. Though his childhood was filled with emotional abuse, he doesn't fault his parents. Instead, he looks back with grace and allows grace to overflow onto his children. Henry Winkler recalls a troubled childhood and won't make his parents' mistakes with his family. We know him on the big screen as Arthur Fonzie Fonzarelli in Happy Days, but he didn't have the same cool, calm confidence as his on-screen character. In reality, he had extremely low self-esteem because his parents constantly berated him for his poor grades. His parents nicknamed him Dumb Hund, Dumb Dog, and even grounded him in his room for 6 weeks. They figured if he were in his room studying, his grades would come up. He recalled, "They believed in education. They thought I was lazy. I was called lazy. I was called stupid. I was told I was not living up to my potential." Despite such a rough childhood and barely graduating high school and college, he went on to have a very successful acting career. It wasn't until he married and became a stepdad to his children that Henry learned why he struggled so much in school. At 31, one of his children completed tests for a learning disability called dyslexia. Henry then realized he also had the same disability. It was a moment of clarity for him because he realized he was very smart, but his parents didn't understand there were such things as learning differences when he was growing up. Henry took his role as a parent very seriously. He wanted to ensure love and protection for his children, as well as provide them with every tool possible for success. To Henry, that meant doing the exact opposite of what his parents did for him. The famed actor still respects his parents, but he won't raise his children the same way. He said, "I think one of the most important things in being a parent is seeing your child in front of you as who they are, not who you want them to be. If you do that, it solves about 2 million problems right off the bat." Henry Winkler and his wife are now grandparents, and the star adores building up their self-esteem and confidence just as he did for his children. He enjoys being a doting grandparent, even though his grandkids don't quite understand he's a well-known actor. "My wife and I babysit our 4-year-old grandson, who is allowed to watch one show before he goes to bed," Henry said. "He has happy days on his DVR. He turned to me, he said, 'That's you. Your hair was different. You were skinnier then.'" Henry's story is full of wisdom, forgiveness, and resilience. We can thank God for giving us the ability to take our pain and turn it into something profoundly beautiful that has a ripple effect on the next generation. Henry's approach to navigating life is absolutely inspiring, and we are so grateful he shared his story with the world. "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Psalm 16:11.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.